You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 10, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why are suspicious black hanging deaths called suicides? Over the past year, at least 10 black individuals were discovered hanging from trees in public and secluded areas across the Deep South and Midwest. These horrifying discoveries occurred in states such as Mississippi, Georgia, North Carolina, and Michigan. In nearly every instance, local law enforcement agencies classified the deaths as suicides within a matter of hours. The speed of these official conclusions has sparked intense public outrage among community members and civil rights leaders. A major investigation by Capital B News brought these cases into sharp focus. In Jackson, Mississippi, 29-year-old mother Tasia Fortune was found hanging behind a vacant home on Road of Remembrance in August 2026. In Charlotte, North Carolina, 16-year-old Juliana Nazita was discovered dead in a churchyard. Similar tragedies claimed the lives of 28-year-old Gerard Jackson in Michigan and an unnamed 32-year-old man in downtown Raleigh. Families quickly pushed back against premature police declarations, pointing to missing evidence and incomplete inquiries. Standard police procedures require unattended deaths to be treated with extreme caution. Investigators must secure the perimeter and look for signs of a struggle or defensive wounds. When officers arrive at an outdoor hanging scene, they often look for immediate signs of foul play. If no initial trauma is visible to the naked eye, departments frequently release early statements declaring the death a non-suspicious suicide. These rapid conclusions often happen within 24 to 72 hours. However, medical examiners and forensic toxicologists routinely take weeks or months to finalize formal autopsy results. By announcing suicide theories before toxicology reports or digital evidence are reviewed, law enforcement agencies effectively close crime scenes prematurely. Grieving families are left feeling abandoned by a system that moves too fast to dismiss their deepest fears. Public skepticism toward these official findings is rooted in generational trauma. During the long struggle of the post-Civil War era, white supremacist mobs used extrajudicial killings to terrorize black communities. Between 1865 and 1950, thousands of black men, women, and children were murdered without due process of law. These acts were designed to suppress political power and enforce racial hierarchy across the nation. The Equal Justice Initiative documented nearly 6,500 racial terror lynchings during this era. More than 2,000 lynchings took place during Reconstruction alone, followed by over 4,000 documented killings during the Jim Crow years. Hanging bodies from trees was an intentional tactic of terror. Trees served as public symbols of dominance, and mobs gathered in broad daylight to watch the violence. This historical reality makes the image of a black person hanging from a tree deeply painful and suspicious. Historical distrust is also built upon decades of official cover-ups. Local law enforcement officers were frequently complicit in mob violence. Sheriffs routinely surrendered black prisoners to armed vigilantes or refused to protect citizens from harm. In many cases, coroners and local officials conducted sham inquests to shield perpetrators from prosecution. Official records from the 19th and 20th centuries frequently concluded that victims died at the hands of parties unknown. In other instances, violent mob killings were officially recorded as suicides or accidental deaths. Pioneering investigative journalist Ida B. Wells Barnett exposed these deceptive narratives in the 1890s. Wells documented how authorities fabricated stories to hide racial terror. This legacy of institutional dishonesty explains why black communities today demand independent autopsies instead of accepting initial police statements. Modern public health data creates further questions regarding outdoor hanging deaths. Mental health researchers note that suicide rates among black Americans rose 53% between 2014 and 2024. However, public hanging in outdoor spaces remains statistically one of the least common methods of suicide among black individuals. Choosing a public tree or vacant lot contradicts typical statistical patterns of self-harm. Furthermore, broader inequities within the criminal justice system continue to influence public perception. Federal crime reporting reveals significant disparities in homicide clearance rates across American police departments. Homicide investigations involving black victims are solved at measurably lower rates than cases involving white victims. When local agencies rush through hanging investigations, community members worry that proper resources are not being applied to uncover potential foul play. Modern concerns are supported by contemporary civil rights research. The civil rights organization Julian, led by civil rights attorney Jill Collin Jefferson, published a comprehensive investigation titled A Crimson Record. The report examined suspicious deaths across 7 southern states between 2000 and 2025. It documented more than 70 suspected modern-day lynchings and over 150 fatal hate crimes. The report revealed that Mississippi accounted for at least 20 of these suspicious hanging cases over the 25-year period. Named in honor of Ida B. Wells, the report argues that modern racial terror often hides behind quick official suicide classifications. When deaths occur in wooded areas or public lots, authorities frequently fail to process the surrounding ground for shoe impressions, tire marks, or third-party DNA. This pattern leaves families searching for answers on their own. In response to recurring hanging deaths, national civil rights attorneys and organizations are demanding outside intervention. Prominent advocates, including attorney Benjamin Crump and cultural leaders like Viola Davis, have elevated these cases on national platforms. Continuing the traditions of Black women leaders who fought against violence, grassroots organizers have mobilized marches and vigils to ensure these victims are not forgotten. However, securing federal intervention presents major jurisdictional hurdles. The American system relies heavily on the local sharing of power, meaning local police departments control standard death inquiries. The Federal Bureau of Investigation cannot take over a local investigation without specific legal grounds under the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act or federal civil rights statutes. Federal authorities require evidence of racial motivation affecting interstate commerce or clear proof that local officers violated constitutional rights. Furthermore, federal hate crime statutes require specific written certification from the Department of Justice before agents can step in. As a result, grieving families often face enormous obstacles when trying to move an inquiry beyond the control of local sheriffs. The pain surrounding these hanging deaths cannot be separated from America's long history of racial violence. When an unattended Black body is found hanging from a tree, treating the matter as a simple, closed case damages community trust. Historical memory reminds Black Americans that official narratives have not always reflected the truth. Rebuilding faith in public safety requires genuine transparency and thorough investigative rigor. Civil rights advocates continue to demand mandatory independent autopsies, transparent evidence sharing, and automatic federal reviews for all public hanging deaths. Treating every case with complete forensic seriousness is the only way to ensure true justice for the deceased and their families. Copyright, African Elements.